right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow. And the Celsius is open.
Okay.
And now it's a party.
Pop as part of the...
like the end of the song.
Yes.
How the hell are you? I haven't seen you in 75 years.
I know. It's been since the last time we recorded.
I'm really upset. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm well. I'm well.
You went to LA.
I did.
La La Land.
I did. I had a good time, honestly.
You better spill the tea.
Honey, she's partying these days.
You know what the thing is about partying? It's so nice to take a break and be like, I don't need it. And then it's so fun to go back.
Yeah.
And be like, shot. Are we doing shots? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I went to a line dancing.
Oh, I love that.
My friend's part of the, you know, there's line like this new gay line dancing thing that everyone's obsessed with.
Oh.
Is very intense.
Oh God. Yeah.
They like it, you know,
I've never,
it's very, well, it's not the line dancing that I witnessed as a child.
Interesting.
It's much more complex.
Okay.
But I tried it.
And you liked it.
I did like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I did like it, but it was like, also I had been, it was the day I landed. I was awake for like 25 hours. So it was
Jeez Louise,
you know, and then, what else did I do? I cut my friend's hair and he hated every second. It was a nightmare. It was. So his hair, listen, I said, I'll clean up the sides.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But my idea of cleaning up the sides.
That's the thing.
And his idea of cleaning up the sides is very different. And so... and also like the razor, it was just there wasn't enough, the tools that I had, I did the best with what I had.
Sure.
But then once you start, you know,
you can't stop. No.
And so he was not pleased when he looked into that mirror and did say that I ruined his career because of his headshots and stuff.
But hair grows back.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It looked so much hotter.
Ah.
The compliments started rolling in.
See?
And then he was cool as a fucking cucumber.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure generally men never look good after a haircut.
No, he looked great after the haircut. It was just that he looked different.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes it's startling. It's startling to see yourself.
But I also was like, did you not see the hair that was falling down around you?
You might not have.
How did you not know what I was doing? But that was fine. And then I hooked up with his crush. So that also took us down.
Okay. What? First of all, what? Second of all, wow.
I'm a whore.
Yeah. Give us the deeds. Also, love a whore summer.
So he is a whore. I think he's definitely will listen.
Okay, good. Love
he's
you.
He's a loyal listener.
Oh, love that.
If only I were as loyal to him.
Well, you live and you learn. You're loyal later.
So he has this friend.
Okay.
Who I've now met a couple of times while I was in LA.
Yeah.
And they like kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know what their deal was. They've definitely hooked up on numerous times.
Okay.
My friend also, it's important to note that he has like 15 crushes at any given time.
Honestly, that's gotta be me. I'm obsessed with that.
Like the number of boys and stories,
the roster
that he will text me about is unparalleled.
Wow.
And so this one friend who we will call
Frank,
Gina.
Okay. Gina.
Cause it rhymes.
Okay.
And him like had this thing and I would only hear the negative stories.
Sure.
Obviously about him. So I did not like him. I was like, yeah. I fucking hate Gina.
Yeah.
And then he would always be like, Gina, it's so ironic that you hate Gina because Gina thinks you're so funny. He sends me your videos all the time and all of this. And he told Gina that I hated him once.
Yeah.
Because he had sent him he had sent him something of mine.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, he fucking hates you or whatever. Cause yeah. he was mad at him for
sure.
But he was like, you should make out with Gina. When I got there, I was like, I'm not making out with someone. Okay. That you but
permission
fucking
was given.
Permission was given. And also I was coerced. Okay?
Okay.
And so he kept being like, yeah, you should do it. He wants to do it too. So you should just do it. And I was like, I know that you would fucking lose your mind if yeah. I ever actually did that. And he was like, I literally wouldn't care. And I was like, you would fucking lose your mind if I did that.
Yeah.
Then he like brought him to where they like saw him the first or the second night that we were there.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is like hot and I was definitely into it, but
yeah.
I am a very loyal.
Of course.
Friend.
Of course.
Very loyal.
Loyal to a T.
And so I'm like, I'm not even going to let this flirtation happen.
Breathe. Yeah.
And so then we see him, I think again, where it's just like chatting, whatever. And yeah. then on Sunday, we see him at, we went to like a gay bar after the Oscars.
Yeah.
As one does.
Yeah.
Also the Oscars start at like 4 there because it's,
oh, right.
So it's so nice.
That is nice.
But so he comes and I'm like, I'm not, I could feel the vibes
from Gina. Okay.
And I'm like, obviously I desperately want to
yeah.
make out, but I'm not going to do that.
Never.
To my friend.
I couldn't.
Who is here.
He's right there.
And he is like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. And I was like, you do care though. Like, I know you, and tomorrow I will pay
dearly
if I did anything. And he's like, he's also getting drunk at this point. And then yeah. I'm sitting with Gina, we're talking, and I'm just like very preoccupied because I'm yeah. like, obviously I want to like
yeah.
make out with you. And I can feel that you also want to.
The heat is on.
But I can't do that to my friend.
You simply can't.
And so then at this point, him and I are basically talking about it, like openly.
I actually love that.
Because he's like, we can just talk about, like, we can, like, you don't have to be
yeah.
weird. And I was like, I'm not trying to be weird, but I know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I can't do that to my friend. And he's like, he does not, he would not care
yeah.
if we were to do anything. And I was like, he would. And as he's saying it, my friend's like, trying to hook up with somebody else
yeah.
literally like 2 feet away. Then he's trying to bring somebody else into the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm like, everything in me is like, just fucking
do it.
But I'm like, I can't. So I literally am like to my friend, I'm like, come on, we have to leave. I'm like, I have to leave this bar because I felt like I was Eve in the Garden of Eden, okay? Yeah, and that fucking snake was coming with the apple.
Very tempting.
And being like, just take a bite just of this little, red fucking delicious.
Apple. You're starving.
And so I'm like, we're leaving, whatever.
Yeah.
We're outside. He's like, oh my God, fine. Like, let me just go in and say goodbye.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, don't go. Like, let's just Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Like normal people. He's like, oh my God, I'll be back in 2 seconds. I'm just going to go say goodbye. He goes in, who comes back out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, at this point, literally fuck it.
Yeah, you tried.
So we just started like ravenously making out in the alley behind this building.
I'm so turned. I love a makeout sesh.
It was like,
oh, it was so fun. How
fun.
Did your friend
hot.
Come out?
Yeah.
Okay. And
he didn't give a fuck. He was like, and he like was wasted and then like peeing on a thing. We were making out while he was peeing. And then we were like, okay, we're leaving. Then he's like, comes back with us. And in like, as we're getting in the car, I'm like, just to be fucking fully clear, a threesome will never happen. Like there's no possible fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
And my friend is also like literally never. So,
yeah.
And yeah, I mean, and then that was fine. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting evening.
I love that. And if you're like me, like, you know, when you I'm like two versions of myself, either I'm like, a grandmother spinster who like actually loves to sew and is like completely at peace with just me and my cat. Yeah,
same.
Or I'm like, it's time to slut it up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I forgot how good an apple tastes. And mommy is ready to go to the orchard.
Yeah, I haven't had a piece of fruit in a minute.
Exactly. Like, is that, have we awoken?
I think it was awoken, a while ago.
Okay. Good morning.
And it's been a bit of a upwards trajectory.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm kind of just thinking about making bad choices now.
I love that. This is the podcast for bad choices.
And the thing is, I'm very responsible.
Too responsible, I'd say.
Too responsible.
That's and what I'd say.
I used to not be like that.
No. You used to be fun.
I used to be fun. I did.
Yeah.
I've literally had people say that to me. And I'm like, I know I did, bitch. I know I did.
Imagine
what it's like to be inside of me.
That's right.
And now I want them all to know what it's like to be inside of me.
And
and it's created very fun opportunities for me and my friend to throw shade back and forth.
What a dream.
Like calling me a boyfriend stealing whore via text.
And you know what? What an honor. What a badge of honor.
So yeah, it was. And honestly, I was like, I'm so glad I went. It was so fun. I would love to do it again.
Slut it up.
And I
love that.
I was like, let me know next time you're in New York. And then I told my friend, like, you can have them on the West Coast.
Yeah. I'll get them on the East. And when I come out there, I take them again.
Exactly. I literally said, I was like, and when I come out there, I just need them an hour a day. You can have them for the rest
That's
of the
it.
Time.
That's it.
No, I mean, my friend doesn't seriously.
No, of course not.
Want like to date him.
Of course not.
It's definitely something very out of character for me.
I love it. It is better or more convenient when the person's closer, but also who cares?
Yeah. And the makeout was hot, honestly.
See, and that's the thing about makeouts. They're so, when they're good, they're so good.
It was very like handsy.
I love hands.
Like very ravenous almost. Ooh. Like I felt so desired.
Oh, that's so fun. That's why making out so fun is because it's a tease. The whole thing's a fucking tease.
But I think like in my most recent makeouts,
yeah,
felt like they were doing a chore kind of.
Ew, yeah, that's not the vibe.
I kind of forgot what like a fun makeout was like.
And that it's a whole new world.
It is.
It really is. That's where I live. I'm looking for makeouts.
I forgot about, didn't you go on a date once where you made out for like 3 hours in the street?
That's me almost every date. I am a makeout queen.
What happened
I think
to
it's
that
the
guy?
Greatest. I don't remember.
What happened to the guy that bought you the mannequin?
He.
Cause didn't you dump him?
No, I didn't. I was like, huh? I was interested what would happen. He needed to like take a step back from dating.
Fuck him.
Yeah. But did I reach out to him after my breakup? I did. Oh, shit. And is he in a relationship now? Absolutely.
Oh, convenient.
Yeah, isn't it? But no, I actually wish him the best. He was like just one of the nicest people I had ever met and like a really cool vibe. I'm looking for that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I really, but yeah, this is the time for making out. This is now making me, I'm like, I got to schedule a makeout.
I think I'm also so anxious about everything.
Yeah.
And when it comes to things like that. So I'm just really trying to like talk myself off the ledge more.
Yeah, jump.
And more of a like, what's the worst that could happen mentality.
Yeah.
About things.
Are you talking about specifically dating?
No. Like, well, no, in general.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just trying to get back to a little bit of like the delusional person I once was.
I think that's the vibe and that's the place to be.
Yeah. Like I'm like, I want to be fun again.
Well, you always are fun. First of all,
not in my head.
Yeah. Well, I think you just want. Yeah. It's like, let's make mistakes. Let's be naughty. Let's, you know,
I was like so numb for so long that I like don't even think I realized it.
Yeah.
Until I did realize it. And I was like, oh my God.
I know.
I haven't felt anything negative or positive in like years. Yeah. So kind of getting rejected by that guy last weekend
woke you up.
Like a little bit. I was like, I haven't felt like a ding in a while. Like I haven't felt, you know, it's nice to feel anything, even if it is a fucking stab to the gut.
Yeah, but then it didn't knock you. You were just like, but it kind of woke you to be like, I miss the fun of this.
Yeah, it also, I'm like, I just miss like a little excitement.
Yes.
I guess.
New York is so sexy and like we forget that.
I do think I would do better in LA. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay. But have you tried it in New York recently?
Well, I've lived here for 12 years, so I've been out in New York.
But like, but you said, but you've been like a little, like fun you. Has fun you gone out in a while in New York?
Yep, it's like a different.
Yeah, what's in LA?
Well, I think I also have more gay friends in LA.
Yeah.
Or like a gay friend to go to gay bars with.
Right.
So I think that is a different vibe. Also New York, I mean, it's just different because it's like.
It's different.
I know everything, all the places.
Yeah.
And stuff. Here.
Mm.
So yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try to keep it up. But also when I go out here, it's just mostly because all my friends, close friends here are straight. So it's like
I'll go to a gay club with you.
Straight. I think you would be appalled if you went to a gay bar at
why?
The New York gay bars, it depends on which one you're at, but I don't think it's what you're imagining. What do you imagine? Have you been to gay bars?
I think.
Like what I think in your mind, it's like a lot more cheery than it is.
Cheery? It's sad? I went to one
that's not sad. It's just more like dark alley volumes.
Yeah. I'm into that, I guess. I don't like loud music. Is it loud music? I mean, I can wear earplugs and I'm not afraid of that. And you know that.
See.
Why would people get upset that I'm wearing earplugs?
I don't know that they'd get upset, but they'd
see them. That's fine.
Like bully.
Well, I like to be bullied and I can't hear them if they're saying mean things. I mean, I would go. I can hang. I'll wear a tutu. People love me. People love a tutu.
People don't think you're there on a bachelorette party.
Okay, I won't wear the tutu then. I'll look like a slut. I'll slut it up.
Okay.
I'll make out with a girl.
It's generally that's the thing, is that the gay bars and the lesbian bars don't always coincide.
Okay, then I'll go to a gay bar and I'll become friends with gay men. I love that. And I'll pimp you out.
No.
Honestly, it's like you... Fine. It's I won't different. Go out with you. I get it. I won't go out with you. You don't want to go out with me. No, I don't want to go out with you.
You out at a gay
bar. I don't want to go out with you. How about that?
It gives like queer eye for the straight guy.
How? What do you even think? I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well, you just said you'd try to pimp me out. So what would you do?
What do you think that means? What do you
that you would go up and be like, have you met my friend?
I would. Well, if you said someone was cute, would you want me to break the ice that way or no? OK, you can tell me what to do then. I'll do what you want.
There's like a weird
ass. Yeah.
You got to really feel it out in a gay bar situation.
OK, I'll feel it out. I can blend.
You're OK.
I can blend.
Yeah.
It's fine. You don't have to go.
No, we can. I just don't want you to be damaged.
Why would I?
If that makes
that's
sense.
Scary. What,
like,
what?
I don't think you would have as good of a time as you think. And then I would feel bad that your facade of what happens at gay bars would be broken.
It can't be worse than I can't imagine. I don't know what it's like. You're making it seem like something. I've gone to a gay bar before.
Where?
I don't remember. I know they had butt juice. That's what the name of the drink was, which I thought was hilarious.
Butt juice.
That's what they called it. It's like a shot.
Was it on the in the East Village? Like
maybe
years ago?
I don't know.
There used to be a bar called Eastern Block that played gay porn on all the TVs and had butt juice. That's also a thing at a lot of gay bars.
Okay. Well, I
it's like vintage gay porn playing on all the TV screens.
Yeah. I'm not that. I'm
like
not
cocaine. They smell like coke and cum is the vibe.
Okay.
A lot of them. Not all of them.
Okay.
But that's a lot fine. Of New York ones.
Okay.
That's why I don't like the New York ones as much.
Well, okay. Maybe we don't go to one that's like, maybe we just go to, I don't know. I'll go wherever you want to go. What I'm saying is if you need a buddy to go out with, I'm that buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You guys were never going to go out. Chris will never go out with me. All right. And you heard it here first.
Well, you know that it would be like people aren't even there till like 10 o'clock at night.
I'm saying like I wouldn't, I could, if I trained for it and I was ready for it and we planned it, I would be ready, bitch. I would be ready. All maybe right, high we'll as see. A kite.
We'll see how you do.
Yeah, we'll see how I do. And then we can talk about it on here. I'm sure it'll be a story for all of us.
Maybe you'll meet someone.
Can you imagine? Can you literally imagine?
What's been going on with you?
Well, I haven't been very fun, I feel like, recently. Like, in the sense of, I'm not slutting it up, which now after this, I'm like, I simply have to. I forgot how fun it is. You know?
Yeah.
But what have I been doing? Not much. Getting back into my creative. I'm doing no sugar. I'm, like, very much, like, taking care of my creative self right now.
How's it going? What have you been creating?
Good. I have, like, two things that I'm going to shoot soon, I think.
Exciting.
I'm writing stuff again, which is
exciting.
Anything
fun?
Yeah, something for you.
What is it?
But I don't want to say it on here because I have to like get it going. But then I'll share it.
It's for me?
Well, I wrote you a part in it.
Can you give a spoiler?
It'll...
Oh, you're afraid someone's going to steal it?
Yeah, and I'm like also like, well, I guess I wouldn't jinx it if I say it. It's not bad. Like, it'll just make me do it. Right?
I don't know what your thought process is.
I want to shoot a mockumentary.
About
a group of synchronized walkers.
Oh, you told me this, yeah. Actually.
So I'm working on that. It'll yes. be really funny, I think. And I just, it's really fun and playful. And I just miss that side of me, that artist side. So I've been really nurturing that recently.
Party.
It's a party. I'm excited. It's going to be dope.
How's the no sugar going?
It's going. I'm on day 8. I'm feeling good. I'm excited for when I feel clear headed. Like I'm feeling clearer. And
doesn't that come usually already?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been feeling a little better. I've been going to bed a little easier and that's been nice. That helps a lot. And yeah, just, I don't know. Trying to take care of myself more. I haven't been for a while. So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How's been finding yourself?
Good. I'm almost finding it. I'm finding her in different areas. Yeah. I feel good though. I am nurturing this part of me right now. And that feels good. And I feel like she's this version of like me as a writer has been dead for a while.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to like get back to that part of me.
Yeah.
You know, I missed her.
I do know.
So I feel good about that. My sister's going to be coming soon.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be so fun.
She's just coming for a viz.
Just a little quick viz.
Well, that'll be nice. What are you going to do?
I don't know. She got a hotel. Which, so, staycation, here I come. If it's probably what I think, Sandy and I are going to, like, stay in the hotel and watch Disney throwbacks all day.
Party.
It's like, yeah, that's what we do.
That's, yeah. See, that's why I think I get carried away with that kind of thing. Whereas like you're good at doing that sometimes and then going rollerblading. And yeah. Then like I got to like, I just never want to leave the house.
Yeah. But the winter, you've got to give yourself winter.
But like, I'm talking like years.
Okay. It can be hard. I mean, I still have to push myself some days, I think. And like I've been practicing. I've been practicing this idea of like what I want my evenings to be. Like I've been practicing like singing and dancing while I cook dinner.
Wow. Okay. Because, Diane Keaton.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I want to like, I'm like, what would be my perfect night? I'm like, oh, I would have a partner and we'd be like dancing while in the kitchen while I cook. So I'm doing it by myself.
God.
Okay. I actually thought it was really cool and empowering. And I'm like, it really makes me happy.
No, it does. Totally. I didn't mean it like that, but the way you said it sounded.
Did it?
Kind of.
Sad?
A little.
Oh, I'm really enjoying it. It's more like I'm just trying to figure out what would be a good night. Cause I just sometimes turn my brain off and watch TV and do nothing where I'm like, well, what would I want to do? Could be like go for a walk. It could be go to the park. It could be sit on my roof and watch the sunset. Just so fun.
I didn't know you could get on your roof.
Yeah. Can you believe that? And I have lawn chairs.
That can't be allowed.
It's not really, but your girl's a rebel.
You better be, bitch.
I am.
What do you have planned for the weekend?
I don't know. I don't know what I have planned.
Cool.
It's hard. It is cool. I don't know. Weekends can be hard.
Well, I feel like, yeah, sometimes the weekends just kind of blend in with weekdays in this lifestyle.
I know.
So that is not the best, but
a deal.
Maybe you should go on a date.
Maybe I will.
Why don't you do some online swiping? Oh, you deleted the apps.
I did delete them all.
Bring them back.
I will. Maybe I'll just do Field.
That's the slutty one.
That's the slutty one. But you can just make out there. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I've been, yeah. I'm just making bad choices.
Me too. Texting I love
people
that.
I shouldn't be just, you know, doing whatever I want. I haven't had a nice sip of toxicity in a long time.
Oh my God. And you know what? Give me a glass while you're up.
Literally, you know? You want a shot?
Yeah, I do. I love that. It can be so fun. And I don't know. Summer is coming and I feel it in my body and I'm ready for a slutty summer.
I say this every summer, probably, I think, since we've been doing the show, if not before, that I want to have a slutty summer. But when push comes to shove, I get so anxious.
Oh.
But
I love a slutty summer.
I'm trying. I'm like, let's just get drunk and
have fun.
Have fun.
That's the thing. Everyone wants to get drunk and have fun. There's way more opportunity to meet people out or you just, you know.
You know what has been... Have you been watching Vanderpump?
Not really.
Well, they talk about this idea of being sober curious.
Yeah.
Which fucking drives me crazy because it's like, that is such nonsense to me. What is sober curious?
I think you're curious about being sober.
But I'm like, well, they're like, it's just like, yeah, I don't drink. I just drink like sometimes in social. I'm like, so you're not an alcoholic. That's all that means.
Yeah.
Like sober curious is just being a human being.
I know.
Like, I feel like we're in a place societally.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have to either be an alcoholic or be sober. It's such a weird.
It's that black and white mentality.
Yeah.
It's either all or nothing.
What do you mean sober curious? You're just not an alcoholic.
I think we also see so many reality shows are alcohol based.
Yeah.
So we see very unhealthy relationships with alcohol and people who drink a ton and seemingly like, how fun is that type vibe? But then we also see people in reality shows have to get sober because they were alcoholics and abusing alcohol. So like on reality shows, they're either alcoholics or sober. Like there's a very black and white normally in that world.
Well, Lala is like, so what is sober curious? Like you either are or you aren't. There's not like a.
Yeah.
And she's sober. So like from.
She's sober. Yeah.
I don't. And like California sober. I'm like, just say you don't drink.
Yeah. But you smoke pot.
You're still smoking pot and doing fucking mushrooms and stuff. Like.
Yeah. Which is nothing. That's not what sober means. Unless I'm confused.
No. I mean, that's not. What it means.
I thought sober
to me.
To me, no.
California sober is like a thing too. I'm like, what's New York sober? You just drink but don't drive?
Yeah. It's like, and you definitely do drugs? Like, I don't know.
Should we do a Hallmark maybe?
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Well, no.
What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I would do... Okay, I would do the following. Ready? A, I would do random improv. I said it. B, I guess we can't do QVC because we don't have stuff. I would do roast and toast.
Do we have roast and toast?
We could pick a category. I was thinking on the way here, I had an idea.
Did you have a category? Because I did have a category in mind.
Oh.
But it is reliant on you guys. I thought you guys could roast and toast superheroes. But I have to, the thing is, I don't know which superheroes you guys know and don't know. So we could do the obvious ones, I guess, if that was something you're interested in.
I'm interested in that. I was also thinking we could do wedding themed since our live show is my wedding. I've been thinking about my wedding a lot.
Yes. Wait, we do have the live show coming up.
Yes. And I
March
am looking 28th. For,
okay. Yep, you can get the ticket
8 p.m.
In the bio of this episode that you're listening to. Virtual. It is Jessie's wedding to herself.
Literally.
She's finally jumping and making a commitment to herself, which I just think is absolutely stunning as the maid of honor.
Thank you for saying that.
And all the bridesmaids. And
incredible.
The officiant and the choir.
Incredible.
And the DJ.
Yeah.
And
the live band.
The live band as well.
The caterer.
We can do, do you want to do improv? We can do wedding themed improv.
Okay.
It's your idea though. So you have to,
what?
Do the initiating and stuff.
I have to do the initiating.
At least for the first one.
Okay. All right. Well, can I have a word?
A wedding related word?
Yeah, I guess.
Veil.
So about the veil. The thing is,
what's the thing?
We didn't bring the veil.
I'm sorry?
The veil, something happened.
What happened?
Between where? Between
the store is 16 blocks from here.
Between the store and here, the veil has gone MIA.
Gone MIA. And exactly whose fault is that? What's your name, Victoria?
It's Victoria.
Victoria, is it?
Victoria.
Is it Victoria?
Victoria is how you
Veronica?
Say it.
Veronica?
No, no.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't want you to get upset. I feel like you're getting upset.
Well, today is my daughter's wedding day.
Right.
And it's very important to me that she cover that beast of a face.
Now, wait a second. And I do think that when we were all sort of seeing the veil that you had chosen, yes, a lot of us thought it sort of was a paper bag. I think that was even
that was
part
the joke.
Of, and that is a great joke. I think that we thought, don't bring the paper bag with the face on it.
We cut eyes in it.
I'm right. But I think a lot of us thought that is a joke.
What?
And so we didn't bring... We thought it was a gag joke. Why would
have you seen her without the paper bag?
She's beautiful.
Beautiful. You should see my other daughters.
Okay. And I don't think you should listen. This is her day, right?
Well,
I mean,
I'm paying for,
of course,
some of it.
Yes.
A part of it.
A lot of it, I think.
Well,
were you chipped in for the cake?
I paid for part of the rehearsal dinner.
Okay. And that was so, so beautiful.
Where she ate. Okay.
I know. You're very, and I think that, listen, you know that I kind of work for her.
Well,
because, you know, she's the bride and I'm the wedding planner. And so I'm talking to people. And she was saying that I wanted to tell you that we moved your seat a little bit.
What?
We moved your seat because she says that when you're in the front, you make faces at her and tell her to cover up or turn around.
I just am giving her motherly advice.
I know. And
I just say, baby, pull the fucking paper bag down over that gross fucking face.
And I think,
and it's no fault of our own. All of my kids are homely. It's part of their father was absolutely atrocious.
Okay.
And that was on me. You know, I went for what was on the inside instead of what was on the outside.
Yeah.
And what did I get? 5 ugly kids.
Wow.
Each one fucking uglier than the next.
Of course.
And I'm stuck here being the former beauty queen.
Yeah.
You know that I was Miss Pensatucky.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that.
It's a small town in Western New York, Pennsylvania. In Western Pennsylvania as well. Yeah. So you've heard of it.
Well, I think you've been mentioning it. I think I've seen it just because you say the reigning the former reigning Miss Pensatucky is coming into the room. And so,
which also did, is that on the,
we took it off the invitation. Your daughter asked for that specifically.
Why are you talking to her?
Because I, again, I work for her. It's her wedding. Anyhow, so okay, you're so still going to be able to see the wedding. Of course, you're just going to be sort of in the,
but she's not going to have her bag on her face. How am I supposed to look at that?
Everybody else will be.
Are we replacing it with something else?
Just her face.
Oh my God.
But she looks beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. And did you pack the peanuts?
The peanuts.
Her favorite?
I think her snacks are back there. Yeah.
But you put in the peanuts. Those are her favorite. But she'll say,
she's allergic.
She's allergic. Okay. But really,
she loves
are
them.
Her favorite. It so feels just make like sure that she gets them.
Of course. You know, I don't want to say sabotage. I don't feel like that's what you're doing. I just feel like you're toeing that line.
Well, the thing about her face is if it's swollen,
yeah,
it at least gives a little something, you know, it makes her a little more interesting. And so that's what we used to do every day before school.
Perfect.
She would have
you
a peanut.
Give her an allergy attack.
Well, just enough to puff up her lips to give her the Kylie effect.
I see. Okay. Well, listen, I don't want to tell you how to, and you're done parenting. Congratulations, you know, in the sense of,
well,
she's
I'm not
an adult.
Done. I'm always going to be house mother because, well, as you know, I was head of my sorority
right.
in Abibable, another small town in Western Pennsylvania, where I was, you know, head cheerleader.
Right.
Also.
Incredible.
She was never a cheerleader.
I bet that she did what she wanted to do, which was great.
Do you
and
know what
now-
she did? She got her PhD.
Yeah.
Okay. In like psychology.
Beautiful.
It's so boring. I'm like, this girl is such a loser.
Right. Okay? Oh my goodness.
She's boring. She doesn't even know how to shotgun a beer.
Listen to me. I think that you guys, your relationship is so beautiful. And I know that you have notes and things, but today I told her no notes. I told her we're just having fun. This is going to be great. And I actually promised her your mom's not going to say anything mean. So I need you to promise me the same thing.
I promise.
Thank you.
That I won't say anything
yes.
mean.
Good.
I won't say anything, but I do have this whiteboard.
Okay.
And
scene. Beautiful. Mother of the bride.
Mother of the bride.
Incredible.
All right, let's get another word, Michael.
Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner.
I know it's two, but it's one thing.
It is one thing.
Yes. Excuse me, are you the, you're the head waiter?
Yes.
So, hi. It's so nice to meet you. I am Sebastian.
Oh.
I am the bride's gay best friend.
Oh, wow.
From elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. I'm
that
so
is
happy
so
for
incredible.
A little, what, Cheryl, I think.
Cheryl.
So what time are you bringing out the cake?
The
for,
cake?
For the dinner.
The dinner for the cake, I think we're aiming to serve around 7, cake around 8-ish, 8:30.
Okay, amazing. And they talked to you about the flash mob?
No.
Well, you are part of the flash mob.
Am I? I'm the head waiter, so maybe that's...
So you're definitely, you should know it.
Do I need to know it? I was actually put on shift last minute.
Oh my God. There's a very specific dance routine that I made. So basically,
yeah,
her and I used to listen to Britney Spears.
That's so gay. That's so fun. That makes sense. You did that together.
And
yeah.
And and yes, yeah, so she's so happy. And she knows what makes me happy is sort of being not the center of attention.
Oh.
But definitely not on the peripheral.
Yeah.
And so it is a dance routine sort of based around me.
Oh.
So we start with Slave for You, and I'm going to sort of drop to my knees.
Okay.
And then I need you to kind of come. I'm going to stand up in sort of a sexy way.
Oh, fun.
Okay. And when I say, Ama, on
the gas,
I need you to sort of grab me by the back of the head and just like pull me, like push me over.
Okay.
Like bend me in half as if you're going to fuck me over a railing.
Great.
Okay. And then you're going to have
the tray
with the cake. Well, you sort of make some phallic humping gesture.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. However you fuck
I
is
can just
fine.
Interpret that. Okay. And I'm holding the cake at the same time.
Well, I feel like that'd be more of a showstopper.
Sure. Okay.
We also have a tray of champagne glasses.
I mean, but I will say for myself, I fuck really hard and sort of ravenously, so I can't hold anything in my hands if I'm mimicking
Could
the
you
way
maybe
I
just
fuck.
Make it a little bit more tender.
I don't know how.
What if we used a different song?
Maybe it would be a different song. If we used a different
so
song.
So maybe we could use a different waiter for that. And then what song would you be comfortable sort of?
What was her ballad on her first album?
Lucky?
The first album?
Lucky.
It was like somewhat.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. Is that what I'm thinking of? She's on the beach in the music video.
Sometimes I run.
Okay.
Sometimes,
yeah, that's it. Sometimes I hide. That one I could see.
Okay, so you're more of a passionate fucker.
Well, I'm either sensual or I am mimicking a very violent sort of interaction.
So her grandparents and stuff
yeah.
don't know this is happening. Okay,
oh,
it's going to be a surprise.
Does the bride and groom or the family? No one knows. Wow, it's a real surprise.
Yeah, I hired 51 dancers.
Wow.
Who will also all be dressed just like you.
Okay.
They're pretending to be the wait staff.
So I just want to make sure, because we've got about 25 wait staff. So there's going to be like 80
yeah.
in the building. Okay. Yeah. For a Which, small, I mean, there's
well,
only
there's 40 people coming.
Okay. So we're double a big staff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Toxic comes on, there's going to be a sort of a string quartet version.
Okay.
Of Toxic playing.
Love that. Beautiful.
Yeah. I need you to rip your shirt.
Great.
That I can do.
So
on the second. I need you to rip it, and I want the buttons to fly across the dance floor.
Okay.
Hopefully into the bride's glass.
Wow. That's so funny. Imagine if it lands in the glass.
Well, hopefully it will.
I'll try my best.
Or else I won't be able to tip.
Oh.
So.
Are you in charge of the tip?
Yes.
I guess everyone can throw into the tip.
Totally. And no one else will either if you don't.
Wow.
I sent out a text. But then, how do you feel about Lucky? She's so lucky.
I do like Lucky. Of course I do.
A pole is going to sort of fall from the ceiling.
Okay.
I had it installed last night.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's not exactly sturdy. So at this moment, I'm just going to need you to sort of dive onto the floor.
Okay.
And hang on to the pole, because I'm doing a pole dance.
Great.
And I just need you to sort of brace that weight
Face
for me.
Face it for you. Got it.
And, you know, watch out for my feet.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Because I would hate to have to kick you in the head.
Are you doing heels?
Yes.
Okay. So I will be careful because that could really hurt me.
Yes.
But I support that fully.
And then what's your favorite song?
Of Brit?
Yeah.
I would say Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
I think that would be a nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So at Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
Yeah. We already have the beginning of the dance, but it's going to be like, Hit Me Baby One More Time. And I'm going to go like this. I'm going to put both my fists up at the same time.
Okay.
And if you and another waiter.
I could find
could
one.
Stand sort of directly in the line of my fist.
Sure.
So I'm going to kind of pop you both in the face at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And you both fall back, and I'm going to
make
look
it
very
dramatic.
Strong.
Yeah. Of course.
And then it ends with you standing up from everyone thinking that you've been knocked out cold.
That's so funny.
And the confetti that you've been holding in your mouth throughout the entire dance, I want you to just sort of spray.
Wow.
Are we good on that?
That sounds great to me.
Okay. No notes. Great. And what's your rates?
My rates for dancing as well.
Yeah.
I'm
just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah. We're not paying extra for the dancing.
Oh, okay. But so, the tip will reflect.
Well, whatever her parents decide.
Oh, it's her parents, not you.
Yeah. And they are very traditional. So I'm not sure that they're going to appreciate it.
Oh, great. Well, I am an artist. I am actually just doing the waitering thing.
You don't say. I've never met a waiter that's pursuing something
else. So I am a dancer as well as somebody who expresses themselves.
Okay, I didn't realize that you were a dancer. I don't know that I want to be outshined.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I will outshine you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to talk to someone else.
Okay, that's fine.
And scene.
And scene.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
One more.
Church.
Church.
Yeah.
Church. Here's where. Yeah.
You know how much I love you?
Of course.
And how happy I am that you are going to be my lawfully wedded wife. Yeah. Wife. I don't love when you do that.
Oh.
The singing. But no, I love you.
Thank you.
And when we meet with the priest.
Yeah.
He's my family priest.
Love that.
My parents are insisting he marry us.
Mazel.
Okay. Well, don't do that either.
Oh, okay.
It's a church.
Right.
Mazel.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a church word to you?
Does he not know I'm Jewish?
Well, let's not.
Tell him?
Yeah. If he asks.
Okay.
We can come up with something.
Come.
Just.
Up. Okay. I'll play it down.
Total. And he. So maybe we should go through the details.
Let's go. I've never been to a church.
Oh my God.
Okay. I've never priested.
Don't say priested.
Okay. I've never met with, you know, and I've actually heard really bad things about priests. What? Unfortunately.
Don't bring that up.
I mean, I won't, but
don't
I'm just,
bring that
I don't
up.
Trust him with my kids, you know, and I won't say that.
No one does, but you don't bring it up.
All right.
Okay. You just pretend like everything is
peachy
and normal, just like the Roman Catholic Church has done for 100 years.
Absolutely. Okay. Great.
So let's just go through some details.
Is he going to ask about our relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably
okay. That'll be.
I'm going to be him.
Okay. I'll be me.
You be me.
Okay.
Or us.
Okay.
So how long have you two been together?
Thank you for asking.
Forever.
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 Forever. Feels like forever.
How long actually?
Actually 18 months.
So here's the thing. My parents.
Yeah.
Think we've been together for 9 years.
Why? Okay.
Well, but you remember that phase I went through? I told you about the phase I went through in high school and college where I thought I was.
Which phase?
Not a man of the Lord.
Oh. The slut phase? No.
Kind of. That was half of it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
The gay phase. Well, that was a phase.
It was just a 10-year phase.
A phase.
That was just a phase. It was, I don't want him to think that any of this has to do with the fact that I don't have insurance.
I wouldn't
think
that. Or that
your family has money.
Right.
Okay, so.
Of course.
Let's just go in and say.
With the truth.
How long have you been together?
18
10 months. Years.
Oh, 10 years. Sorry, I forgot. You want me to be just sort of part of that lie? For the 10?
Well, if you say 18 months and I say 10 years, one of us looks like a liar.
Let's say 10 years. Ready?
And this is the Roman Catholic Church. He's going to believe what I say over what you say.
You're right. You're right about that. Okay. 10 years.
Okay.
10 years.
And how did you meet?
We met in college.
Where?
In college.
At what?
College event. The church event at the college.
Okay.
It was
that was such a good answer.
You like that? Yeah.
That is exactly what I want. You don't say that. Mm-mm. I was riding
at a frat party.
The ride on bull, right, at a frat party that turned out to be a man.
Yeah.
Dressed in a pig costume.
Which I really remember, though, thinking that's so funny.
I thought it was funny,
it's
too.
It's very funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
You had a comedic edge.
Thank you. And I was on, you know, so much
so
Molly.
Many drugs, which I'm sure we can't.
No, no.
Don't bring that up.
We only have the blood of Christ.
Wow.
Here. So, yes, we met at church. That was a good one.
Thank you.
What do you like to do on a date night?
Date night? Well, after we read the Bible and circle our favorite quotes and passages,
which are
I believe it's...
Just give me one of your favorite
my God.
Passages.
It's hard to choose. I do have to say that.
What book is it from?
I think it's the second book.
The second book?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The big second
which
one.
Which testament?
That's it. The testament. I think the third testament.
Then that's the old or the new?
The old. I'm an old school gal myself. I love the old school stuff. The Old Testament. That's absolutely.
Yeah. Just when in doubt, just say, I love the Old Testament.
Okay. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yep. That's me. Old Testament.
And so all of those rumors that I saw in the magazines about how you two
rumors
were sort of
blasphemy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
If anyone brings up the cockfighting ring,
right,
that I had, how I had been arrested for drug muling and nothing to do with the human trafficking.
No.
And especially don't bring up, of course, that I haven't had a job since you've known me.
No, I don't think that matters. That's semantics.
Amazing. Do you have any questions? Do you think when he says, do you have any questions for me?
I think I might say, what would you, I'm not going to bring up kids, actually, because I think that
he might bring it up.
He will.
He probably will. So do you two plan on having children to raise in the faith?
Not in the faith. Just kidding. Yes. And I'll trust you with, I can't say that.
He's like, you're not in a religion where the mother's side determines what the child's.
No.
Right.
That. Mm-mm. I believe in the teachings, A, and
of who?
B, I think Jesus, who was Jewish, but Jesus, Jesus himself, you know, our Lord and Savior. And
who's your favorite saint and why?
Paul.
Why?
Well, I think that Paul is one of those guys, you know, when you go to a party and there normally is a Paul. Paul's bringing in the ice. Like, Paul is that rock kind of character. And Paul, he was always great, I thought, at the table. He's at that Last Supper, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And I almost think he was on ice duty as well as maybe cutting the meat. Just a fatherly role.
The meat? You mean the body of Christ?
I meant that. Is that what they ate at the Last Supper?
Yes.
Wow. I never knew that.
They turned the bread into the body of Christ.
Whoa.
That is why we accept the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
In wafer form.
Yes. Because we wouldn't actually be cannibals.
No.
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. And did you have anything when I meet your...
Rabbi?
What is it?
Rabbi.
Minister.
Rabbi.
Rabbi.
It's rabbi. So when you meet the rabbi, just to be clear, for me, you are Jewish. Okay. So it is, I guess I've told the rabbi you're Jewish. Okay. I've told the rabbi that you went through Hebrew school. You were bar mitzvahed.
Barakatai Adonai.
Yep. That's you. And I wouldn't even drop Hebrew if you could. You could say shalom.
Shalom. Manishma.
Oh, wow. Great.
That means what's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really.
Boker Tov. That means good morning.
Oh, look at you. Okay, you're going to slay. I'm not even worried. When we talk about kids, you know, they will be Jewish technically. So I think you can just sort of.
And they're not going to question like if we have sex, right?
And I don't know how you feel about this. I was going to ask permission, but I drew up some images.
Wait, what? Oh,
I drew up some images.
Oh, I thought you were asking if I wanted to have sex.
No, that's not
I still
something
don't.
I'm interested in, unfortunately.
Okay.
You were also going to say that, but you're offended that I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to double check. I drew up some images so they could picture it.
You drew up pictures of us having sex?
Yeah.
To present to the priest and the rabbi before our wedding?
Absolutely.
That is absolutely genius.
Thank you.
I never have thought about doing it that
way. Like, if we were together, I think we can both agree
that
the position that we would do.
Bottom.
Me too. Yeah. So I'm on. That's what I thought. Yeah.
And are you sort of straddling me in the pictures, or are you railing me in the pictures?
I have a few different images. One is on top, but facing away. I feel like we don't face each other. That feels like our vibe. You know what I mean? No eye contact. It's very,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so that feels
which
right.
Which is how we'll probably have to do it when we have kids.
Yeah, of course.
Blackout drunk and facing the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this.
I am also aware that it's happening.
It's happening. No one will know.
And no one will ever know what I did.
No.
For the past 10 years.
I'm not bringing it up.
That reminds me, my friend,
yeah,
Felipe,
yeah,
he wants to come
to the wedding,
to the honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
Are you cool with that?
That's great.
I was thinking maybe you could get a cot.
I'll get the cot.
He has back problems.
Oh yeah. If he has back problems, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I might sort of even sleep elsewhere. I'll find places, I think, and people to find.
What do you mean by that?
I just meant I might slut it up.
Well,
it's our honeymoon.
I don't want the people talking.
Why? Who cares? We have an open relationship.
No, we don't.
You want to close the relationship?
I want it to be closed for you.
Open for you.
Open for me. This is the Roman Catholic Church.
Some people are into that. Oh, that is the church?
I just will ask for forgiveness. What do they do in your church? I don't think you can do that.
If you cheat? I don't know.
I don't think you can sin as freely as I can sin.
Okay.
And yeah. Still get to heaven.
Oh, I don't know if we think that you have to like do anything to get there. I haven't been in a synagogue in a while, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
To church. So should we just not?
Let's not.
Let's
take the money and run.
Get high. Yeah.
Love that.
And scene.
And scene. Honestly, what a plan.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Number one. So fun.
So fun.
Number two, the gay flash mob thing. I was basing on this guy that actually, have you ever seen this?
No.
There's like a YouTube video of this guy who does a flash mob dance at his friend's wedding. And it is the most grotesque, like it's a Britney.
No.
He gives a speech and he's like, there's only always been through all the years, one thing that has kept me and Hannah together as best friends and someone who's gotten us through everything. And then work bitch starts like,
oh,
you wanna, you wanna. And then four of the waiters rip their sleeves off and are like these jacked men.
No.
And it is a full 7 minute.
No.
Insane choreographed dance where the family, the bride, the groom are all just like taken aback. It's like the most self, obsessed, bizarre thing I've ever seen.
I need to watch it after.
And it's just so
good.
Good.
That is good.
So good.
You can't write things like that.
What would you do if I had, you were getting married.
Yeah.
And I had a whole flash mob.
I would actually probably think it was funny.
Trying to show you up.
No one can show me up.
Like, we'll watch this video. It shows her up, but in a really? Way that like, I'm like, everyone watching is just like, this is so.
I would only think that was true if like the bride was a dancer and like was doing, you know, when sometimes they do like dances with their friends and their groom because they're whatever.
The poor groom is just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they dance for them. You know, it's like and I'm like, okay, but that won't be me. So anyone can dance if they want to do a flash mob at mine because I won't be.
You guys will have to wait and find out at Jesse's wedding when? March 28th.
Good one.
On the virtual show.
Yes.
Okay. Will I do a flash mob?
Ah!
Maybe. I will, because guess what? No one will know if I fuck it up because it's just one of me.
That's right. Oh my God, I'm so excited for the show.
That is, the ticket link is in the description of this very episode that you are listening to. You okay.
Lucky little ducks.
But until next time, join our Patreon, actually, patreon.com/middlechildren. We are restructuring it as of next month. And we're going to have new videos on there that look fucking crisp as fuck.
Yeah.
Thanks to our straight producer, Mike, who also will be attending the wedding, not very on exciting. My arm. I'll probably be trying to pick up some whore waitress.
Ugh.
That's just me in a white dress.
Yeah.
That I wore to your wedding.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, but now, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.